The coloring book for an adult is a big thing these days, and we talked to one artist who put one together about cities. It's a unique coloring book which features immersive aerial views of real cities from around the world alongside gorgeously illustrated Inception-like architectural mandalas. Artist Steve McDonald's rendered and detailed line work offers bird's-eye perspectives of visually arresting global locales from New York, London, and Paris to Istanbul, Tokyo, and Melbourne, and many more, creating places as well. The name of the book is Fantastic Cities, a coloring book of amazing places, real and imagined. The book is published by Chronicle, and we welcome Steve McDonald to the roundtable this morning. Steve, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thanks for having me on.
How did this project come about for you?
I've been an illustrator and an artist my whole 20 years into my career doing that. I've always enjoyed line drawings. I've always enjoyed really complicated line drawings. And I had some time recently to really devote to my own stuff and not worry about selling work. I was living overseas with my family, and I developed this body of architectural studies that just, in the end, worked perfectly as a coloring book.
What is it about this whole phenomenon of adult coloring books that first of all, what do you make of it? And second, why do you think it has struck such a chord?
Well, certainly all over the place. It was on Good Morning America the other day. They did a big segment on coloring books. People are really embracing them, I think, for a number of reasons. I think it's easy, accessible, affordable way to sort of introduce a creative pastime into your life. Maybe it's something that allows you to put the pause button on all those devices and this communicated world we live in, and maybe just be present in your own little space for a little while and do something to use that side of your brain. I think we're always looking for creative things. It's one that's current and trendy, but I think it's got a lot of good reasons behind it.
Your illustrations are beautiful in this book. It's very architectural in nature, and we get various viewpoints, don't we?
Yeah, I love I tried to present a number of different places, a number of different architectural styles, and almost more importantly, a variety of viewpoints, and especially explored the aerial viewpoints from above and viewpoints from below, the kind of viewpoints we don't get as humans naturally. I think they present us with a great new view and a new story, and so I really tried to concentrate on that sort of aerial vantage point.
How fascinated are you by how they'll turn out for those who are actually coloring them?
It's been a hugely rewarding and somewhat unexpected result of the book, and the book's success is there's a ton of stuff on social media where people are posting their completed or semi-completed pictures from the book, and they're beautiful. Some of them are absolutely beautiful. There's all kinds of different approaches and different results, but this notion that everyone out there is sharing in the creative process, and I've just given them a starting point, it's been a lot of fun to watch that. And some of the stuff people are doing is better than I could do. It's really amazing to see what's going on. It's certainly a popular thing right now.
Now, normally in your past work, you, of course, have used color, correct?
Of course, and I love color. And I don't think you could create a coloring book without thinking about color and being aware of color, even though you're not putting any color in the actual. You are creating a template for other people to color. So without understanding color and without working in color, I think it would be tough to put a coloring book together, quite frankly.
And do you think of that as you're creating it? Because especially with these aerial views, as I was going through the book, I was thinking, well, that's a great thing about this view, because we don't really know what that would be, necessarily, of what
no,
color
and I,
that
and
would
I,
be.
I really encourage people to do color these things in any way they want. There's a few people out there that are doing very realistic renderings on some of them, and they're beautiful to see, but there's also people that are they end up looking like carnival pavilions, and they look fantastic. So the whole idea is no one is assessing it. No one's looking at it. No one's telling you. It's your thing. It's your pastime, your way to be creative, and it's whether you want to share it or not is something else altogether, I think.
There is such intricacy in the drawings, which brings up the question of time. When you work on one of those panels, how much time are we talking about?
They take me a long time to create, hard to put a number on or a time. I work on a lot of them at once, and mm-hmm. Some of them happen quickly, some of them don't. If you're creative in any sort of way, you realize sometimes you, if you're a musician, sometimes a song just flows out of you, and sometimes you work at it for weeks. Same thing with art. And sometimes the exact same drawing can take a lot longer than another one the same size. I do expect them to take a long time for people to color in, but maybe that's part of the thing. A little bit of patience, a little bit of slow your life down. You get to study and color and be present for a while. I think it's a great thing.
I certainly understand the variation time, but Steve, all those windows.
We did. You know, it is a bit. There are some of those drawings that maybe are a bit over the top and manic or insane have been used as adjectives. But we also wanted this. We saw this trend taking off, and there's a lot of out there offerings for the coloring book enthusiast or whatever you want to call them. And we did want to gives people a bit of a challenge. It's an expert coloring book, and I wanted some stuff in there that people would look at and think about. And I think it's turned out to be, there's an audience for it, definitely.
Again, the title of the book is Fantastic Cities, a coloring book of amazing places, real and imagined. For you, is there a preference of the imagined over the real?
No, actually, there's a preference for the real over the imagined, to be honest. There's a lot of, I do like making up the odd scene and the sort of Mandela kaleidoscope ones in there that are variations, but the ones in there that are actual views of places are painstakingly accurate. I want people to be able to find their own building. I want them to be able to find their own window in some cases. So I really work, I love those, and I like working from life. But that's not to say creating your own thing and making up your own thing isn't a legitimate thing as well. So we want to do a little bit of both.
And you are fascinated by architectural drawings in and of themselves.
Love architecture. I'm a lifelong traveler. You inevitably get fascinated with architecture because you're going through different cities all the time. Visually, there's just such a variety on this planet. You could go on and on. We have some following books coming out in the series. They're not all going to be architecture, so I do like drawing all kinds of things. I do take a sort of linear architectural approach to whatever I draw. So even when if I end up drawing a table full of electronic components, it kind of looks architectural. So we wanted to start with the architecture. I think it's one of my strengths.
Do you ever color your own stuff?
I do. And to be honest, that's all I've done for 20 years is create these things. But usually I would continue the process through and create
right.
A full color image. I've always wanted to stop at the line has always been my favorite part. And for years I've been like, I wish I could just stop right here. And this vehicle and this book and the way I'm sharing the work, it was a perfect excuse to do just that. Stop right there and let the world color them in. And it's worked out. It's been beyond my dreams as far as the collaboration with all these people all over the planet. It's been really fun.
And there's also that fascination of just looking at the book in its black and white format, too, which is beautiful.
We did want to create a book. I wanted to create a book that hopefully stood up in its own right just as a book of art, as a book of drawings. I think one of the successes, the whole trend of adult coloring books is there are a few artists that are creating books that are art in their own right. And this is what's sort of elevated the whole genre, I think, to something that's become so popular. You know, for years, coloring books, they looked like they were spit out of the back of a factory just with the coloring book, you know, whatever worked.
Right.
And now we have these beautiful artists, I'd like to count myself among them, creating work that's working with nice artwork in its own right.
Well, the name of the book is Fantastic Cities, a coloring book of amazing places, real and imagined. Steve McDonald, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. Happy holidays, everyone down there.
And to you. Thank you. Again, the title of the book is Fantastic Cities, a coloring book of amazing places, real and imagined. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.